The DA has been very, very critical of the ANC's policy of cadre deployment, and the ANC in the Western Cape has started putting the DA to the sword about reported, alleged cadre deployment practiced by the DA in the province. The ANC leader of the opposition in the Western Cape Provincial Parliament is Cameron Dugmore. Cameron, good afternoon.
Hi there. Good afternoon, John. I hope you're well.
Yep, I am. Thank you. And I hope you are too. Cameron, how many cases of what you would regard as clear cadre deployment or cadre deployment by the DA are you aware of?
John, that is a question which we don't want to fully answer at this point in time, and I'll explain why. I've written to, and now I have to say, the then acting leader of the DA in the province, Albert Fritz, because I'm not sure whether he is still the acting DA leader, and that's why I'm sending that correspondence to the deputy, Mr. Simmers. But in that letter, I've given him evidence of one particular case, which is clear, where the DA says in the letter, you cannot go ahead with an appointment in George unless the FedEx approves that appointment. And then I've asked him to provide the 31st, which is Monday, to provide copies of all such letters and all the minutes of such deployments from 2009 to date. So, you know, we are wanting the DA to come clean. We definitely do have a number of other examples, but I don't want to on the radio commit to how many, because we are asking the DA to come clean, and we want to see whether what they provide to us matches the information that we have. I hope you understand why we don't want to go public about the exact number.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not convinced by the argument, but I understand.
Okay,
what kinds of deployment are you aware of? I appreciate your reasons for not wanting to give us the details of the specifics of 1 or 10 or 20, however many you have. But what kind of thing are we to understand by the DA's cadre deployment?
We're looking, John, we're looking specifically at deployments to the public service, where at a municipal level, a post would be advertised, say, at a director level. And instead of that process following through in the normal course of applicants' interviews, you have a situation where the DA then tries to either insert their particular candidate for that post or blocks the appointment of another. So this isn't a post in a mayor's office or a post in the premier's office. These are public service posts where the DA tries to get specifically involved in. And the argument that we're making is that not only is this a proven cases of DA deployment, but they've actually used this to undermine the law of employment equity. And you might have seen an article that I wrote in the Argus today in response to Michael Bagram around the George situation, which actually shows evidence of the DA undermining employment equity by not going with a black candidate who clearly was the best candidate for the job and had the support of the majority of council. So we're saying it's both cadre deployment and an attempt to undermine employment equity by the DA. And that has legal consequences, because if you intervene and block the appointment of a public service post, you know, the unsuccessful candidates definitely, in our view, would have a legal case.
The principle is important. The DA, if it accuses the ANC, well, even if it doesn't accuse the ANC of doing this and it does itself, it's a problem. And it's even more of a problem if the DA lives in a glass house and is throwing stones at the ANC. Because the principle matters. The principle if people are supposed to be put into positions on the basis of merit for those positions, then the political affiliation or the Broederbond affiliation or whatever shouldn't matter. But surely you must acknowledge that the damage done by ANC deployment over the years is significantly greater than the damage that might have been done by DA cadre deployment over the years.
Well, John, I think you would agree with me that the ANC government inherited an incredibly untransformed and unrepresentative public service. And I would argue that there have been a number of strides to ensure that we've applied employment equity, we've advanced women, we've advanced people with disability to ensure that our public representative service is more representative. I will, you know, be the last to deny that there have been instances, and I think this is exactly what Judge Zonda is recommending is investigated, is where deployments clearly have been made in a manner which undermines, you know, fairness and so on. So I think for me, the principle is I think our country needs to have an approach like other countries do in terms of how does one ensure that at particular levels of role-playing positions of the public service, one is able to bring in people who share your particular vision, provided, of course, they meet the qualifications. But the point that we're trying to make here is that the DA has actively undermined employment equity. And in fact, the evidence that we have shows that they've done this through giving instructions to their deployees at certain spheres of government.
Look forward to the facts on this and the detail and the specifics coming out. Thanks very much to Cameron Dugmore, ANC leader of the opposition in the Western Cape Provincial Parliament.